This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's podcast on Real or No Real, the latest beef between Fifth Harmony and Kamea Kabaya. Innuendo Bingo is a wet one with Danny Howard.
Aranga takes it up the slope.
And who is more romantic, me or Chris? Cos Valentine's Day, we've got a game to find out. Looks like a call here straight off. Hello?
Hello, it's Elizabeth. I'm listening for the first time live in ages.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations. Oh, birthday. Your birthday as well?
Yeah.
How old are you today?
I'm 17.
Do you know what? That's so weird that you say that because I've actually got my birthday xylophone with me today. let me just give it
How
a bash.
How lucky is that though,
I know.
Scott?
What are the chances?
Very convenient.
Elizabeth, right?
Yeah.
Normally a podcast listener, but listening live because, what, off school or college today?
Yeah, off school and service day.
Okay. This might not go well because I've not done it for a while, but here we go. Oh. All good apart from
good.
The last bit. But happy birthday,
yeah,
Elizabeth.
Keep it good.
Also,
thank you very much.
You never guess what? Katy Perry's dropped in just to say
happy birthday.
And Lady Gaga, fresh from her Super Bowl and Grammys appearances.
I'm Lady Gaga, and I would like to wish you a happy birthday.
How is that? All the stars and a play on my xylophone.
I know, very special.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
And many more.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
And many more.
Scott Mills.
The Lord of the Dance and the man with the biggest spray here at Radio 1 is something he prides himself on, is Danny Howard.
Do you think that's true, honestly?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Apart from you, I mean, you've got a massive spray.
Yeah, I do. Everyone always says Danny's got massive spray. And actually, I think there's been, I don't know, I think it's harder here.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think what happens is we do get really, really wet.
Yeah.
But that's more directional than power.
Yeah. I mean, it's true that every summer the word goes around Ibiza. He's got massive spray.
Yeah.
And he's doing it on you today at 1:45. Do you remember when Busted were in a few weeks ago and we got to play one of our absolute favourite clips from Innuendo Bingo? And we're going to a sports bulletin during the Commonwealth Games. Now, they are, of course, professionals on Radio 4. They spend hours learning how to pronounce the names of all these sports stars. Exactly right.
Kimberly Rennicks won Scotland's first gold, beating India's Sushila Lakmabam.
That's not real. That's not real.
Real.
That is rubbish.
Real. Matt Willis's laugh is amazing. There's going to be more of that and some more at 1:40-ish with Danny Howard on Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here with Zayn and Taylor Swift coming up, and this is Lower Than Atlantis. Doesn't say who it is, but this person texts, you can keep Tom Hardy and his CBeebies bedtime story if you're going to tell me that Danny Howard is going topless for Innuendo Bingo today. I can't promise, but he has just texted me to say he hasn't bought spare clothes, so I can ask the question.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
If you want to watch this today, best way to do it is Radio 1 Facebook. We're on Facebook Live right now. And obviously, listen to it on Radio 1. Innuendo Bingo is happening with Danny Howard. Hello, Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Talk us through, for radio purposes, what you're wearing today. Who are you wearing?
Well, obviously, I forgot my spare clothes, didn't I? Couldn't believe it. So thank you guys for sorting out some spare clothes.
Okay.
I'm now dressed as a waterproof owl with a sheet of leopard
print. It's like body of owl, legs of leopard.
Yes, legs of leopard. A bit Tarzan.
It's a hot look.
Yeah.
And Chris?
I'm half a shark.
Of course you are.
Half a shark.
Facebook Live and Radio 1. So you are, we've said this earlier, the man with the biggest spray at Radio 1. I know it's something you pride yourself on.
Yeah.
And
it's on the CV.
Good. How's it going on Friday nights covering for Annie Mac?
Love Friday nights. Yeah, it's an official start of the weekend. Obviously a massive honour.
When you were there, you know, with your turntables in your small bedroom in Blackpool, you never thought
never,
that.
Never, ever in a
million covering
years.
On 7 p.m. on Friday night in for Annie Mac.
I know. It is crazy. And I always have that thought halfway through the show and sort of scare myself.
Do you?
But then it's fine after that. Sort of get my you know, calm the nerves. Yeah.
Oh, so you try and forget about that. So what we should all do is just text in on a Friday
night. No, don't
night,
do
right?
that.
Yeah. Text in and and
just remind Danny where he's at.
Just to keep him on his toes. So you got a Sigma mini mix on Friday.
Yeah, they're going old school garage as well, I hear. Yes. So can't wait to hear that. And then on Saturday's show, because still doing that one, Disciples all-time dance anthems.
Awesome. So Friday night, 7 p.m, Danny Howard with a Sigma mini mix, and Saturday, 4 o'clock, dance anthems, Disciples all-time dance anthems included in that show. Yes. Are we ready to play Innuendo Bingo?
Yes, always ready.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I meant to say yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Here we go. Now, first today, we are going over to Sky News. And the sport is on with Adam Hunt. And let me tell you, I am going to be watching the highlights of this match later on when I get home.
Back to the golf in just a second, but Burnley have equalised at Turf Moor against Chelsea, and what a goal it was. Robbie Brady, their new signing, with an absolute belter of a free kick.
Nathan's watching on Facebook Live. Stephen is like, what are you wearing? Both of you look ridiculous. And Charlie and Emma Louise watching for the first time. And Simon watching in Thailand.
Oh, hello.
Hello there. I think Burnley might be my team as of now, because I've not really got one.
We have an absolute belter of a free cock.
Thank you to Vix for sending that one in, and lots of others. Vix recorded off her TV. Thank you. Next, it's a classic from Springwatch on BBC One. Now, the Springwatch team are always looking for the most exotic of creatures to capture on film with their live cameras. Now listen to how excited this spring watcher is to spot one of these for the very first time.
Now, of course, despite the weather, our live cameras are all up and running out there. Let's go to one of them right away. Let's go to the bearded tit.
Quick spray there from Howard. Not so much from Stark.
Lesser spotted.
Let's go to the bearded tit.
Now we're going over to BBC Five Live. England versus Sri Lanka in the cricket. Water, please. Now, I know that when Michael Vaughan was the England captain, he would have been very well versed in sledging. But now that he's a commentator, I don't think it's really appropriate to carry on this tradition.
Being very watchful, understandable in his position in debut. 15 off 41 balls. Oh, he's got him, it's a beauty. Aranga takes it up the slope.
Oh, this is a good one.
That's a good cricket term.
Very good. So many people said that.
Aranga takes it up the slope.
Okay. And now we're going over to the chase on ITV. Brand new clip this, which a lot of you sent in. Now this lady, this contestant, is up against the Dark Destroyer. Is one of the chasers. But it seems that they've met before. It's always awkward, isn't it, when you bump into someone you've not seen in a bit.
Now, Sheila, she's up for this, is she?
Yeah.
1,730 grand. Come on.
Oh, that 30,000 is so tempting, but I've always said if I went for the higher and I got back and we didn't win, I'd be fuming.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stick with the seven.
Sticking with the seven?
Yeah.
OK, seven it is. Chaser.
You're the best 19-year-old I've ever come across.
Thank you to absolutely everybody that sent that one in. If you want to send us a clip, you can email the time and the channel to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Dark Destroyer there on fine form.
You're the best 19-year-old I've ever come across.
And next on
Innuendo
Bingo.
Dark Destroyer.
That's one of the chasers.
That's his name.
Great show. OK, water, please. Let's go over to last year's Tour de France. Chris. You OK, hon? Oh, I think we've got a giggler.
That's a good one, Danny.
It is good, isn't it?
You know? Hey.
You're the best 19-year-old I've ever come across.
Oh, dear. Danny's a big fan of that clip. OK, so, now let's go over to last year's Tour de France. And on the course, after a long day in the saddle... Oh, God, come on. Tour de France, and one rider here has had a terrible accident.
A 9-minute deficit at the moment for Alberto Contador. And the skid marks left on the road after the fall were over 100 metres long.
Quite big, that.
And the skid marks left on the road after the fall were over 100 metres long.
OK, now we're going over to the One Show on BBC One. And here, Alex Jones is interviewing a guest that she has given the nickname Party Pete.
It's not your dad, is it?
No, it's not my dad. Water, please. When you hear this clip, it will become clear why he's called Party Pete.
So we're going to put Party Pete, that's what we're going to call him, on the floor here. I'm going to hold his helmet.
Danny's lost it.
This is a good one today.
It is good, isn't it?
Good clips.
Party Pete.
I'm going to hold his helmet.
Amazing.
OK, here we go. A classic next from Lisa Tarbuck on BBC Radio 2. Now, they do use lots of kind of weird and wonderful phrases over it too, which I've never really heard before. I mean, what on earth does this mean? What are you talking about, Lisa?
Oh, I love that song. Do you know, originally, that's from 1937. Imagine that. Oh, I love it. We run the gamut. We bum the gammon. There we go.
What's that?
What are you on about?
What's she on about? Okay, good.
Hello, Marcus and Tom and Michelle and Simon, who are giving today's bingo a massive yes.
We bum the gammon.
That's what they do it to.
Is it like kneading?
Water, please.
I don't know what to...
Yeah, well, most of her show's like that.
We bum the gammon.
Over to BBC Oxford now. I do love a regional news programme. And here, their guest is talking about a recent bout of bad weather and the devastating effects it's had on the locals in Oxfordshire. I mean, if losing your ridge tiles wasn't enough, listen what happened. Listen what happened to this poor guy.
Ooh. And the gentleman next door had lost all his ridge tiles.
Oh, no.
House across the road had lost most of their ridge tiles as well. He also, his back door was smashed in.
And that was today's Innuendo Bingo with Danny Howard. Catch him Friday night at 7 p.m, Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. He's the Lord of the Dance.
Play, mate.
What a good game today. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Where it begins. Scott Mills here. Chainsmokers coming up. I know it annoys you when we play Chainsmokers Paris because you think it should have some Made in Chelsea star sax on the end.
Yeah, I honestly think they're just missing that bit at the end. It just needs to go right into and like really go off.
Like the Made in Chelsea theme, yeah. I can do that for you. I can add some extra sax if you want in a minute.
Yeah, yeah, go on then.
Some extra sax. No, some extra sax. That's what I can add for you.
Add me in some sax.
Okay, I will. Right, this is really nice and she'll hear this on the podcast later. This is from Audrey, who's 16 and lives in Melbourne in Australia, where it's super hot there at the moment. Can you get your head around that, where it's summer somewhere else, but winter here?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know you have a problem with the time zones and that.
Yeah. Right. I know, I understand it. It's normally hot in Australia.
But it's summer there now.
Fine.
She says, I've been listening to your podcast pretty much every day for 3 years, and I can't get enough of it. I thought I'd let you know that this year you are my Valentine's. I'd send you over a box of chocolates, but they would melt in the heat. I spend more time listening to you than anyone else in my life, so let's make it official. You are my Valentine's. I'm hoping to come to the UK soon for a live bumbleo. Your number one fan from Down Under, Audrey. Ah,
oh, that's sweet.
I hope Chris has an extreme time overseas.
All right.
You are going to have an extreme time. When are you off to Japan?
I'm going to Japan tomorrow.
Via Korea.
Via South Korea, yes.
Oh, I'm so excited about this. You need to keep me up to date.
But then I'm back on Sunday, so I'll be back on the show on Monday.
Okay. Plans for tonight? Valentine's?
I don't know, really. See how it plays out.
Oh, okay.
I think it comes down to how well dinner goes.
Oh, I get you. And seeing the girlfriend, yeah? Obviously. Obviously seeing her tonight.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah. Ask me what I'm doing.
Oh, I'm out with the lads tonight.
Yeah, can you imagine? That'd go down well. I am...
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, here's how my night will play out. Get home.
Well, yeah. What's that?
That's the wine. Just me. And and I'll be watching CBeebies, which I wouldn't normally do, because this is happening.
Cloud spotting with a best friend is definitely more enjoyable, especially if your best friend is a dog.
And I spotted that you're not in bed yet. Quick, go on. Get yourself tucked up and I'll see you very soon for another bedtime story. Till then, night-night.
That's right, everybody. Tom Hardy is reading the bedtime story at 10 to 7 tonight on CBeebies.
I can't believe this has become a thing for Valentine's Day. Everyone's so excited.
Yeah, if you've never watched CBeebies before, tonight's your night. 10 to 7, Tom Hardy's going to tuck you up.
And I spotted that you're not in bed yet. Quick, go on. Get yourself tucked up and I'll see you very soon.
Yes. Scott Mills. That's how you imagine the song in your head, yeah?
That's how it should be.
Oliver in Sheffield's girlfriend is so impressed that he is seeing Sheffield Wednesday at home tonight instead of spending it with her. I bet some proper people in the doghouse today. I've got an idea to see who is more romantic. Who do you think it would be, me or Chris? We'll find out on the show just after 3 p.m.
Scott Mills.
I'd love to know what the stars do for Valentine's, would
yeah.
you?
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Do they go big? What do they do? Or is it just like, you know, like standard, like £1.50 flowers from the garage?
I quite like if it's one of those meals in, you know, the ones that come with a bottle of wine and it's £10.
Or for tenner, yeah.
Yeah, tenner, dining for two sort of thing.
This is a standard male Valentine's Day thing. So, Will, on the Isle of Man, girlfriend's like, we're not doing presents. So being the gent that he is, Will kept his word. She hasn't, but now he's got to get presents for her between work, rugby, and then seeing her this evening.
The idea when someone says we're not going to do presents, they never mean it.
They don't mean it.
There is no point sticking with that phrase.
Standard, that is.
Also, really disappointed that you asked everyone who is more romantic out of me and you. I don't think anyone has said me yet.
No. On Twitter, I just put it, who's more romantic, yeah. We'll find out anyway with a little game we're going to play at 10 past three.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Tony...
Yo, yes, queen!
Yes, queen! Yes, queen! Yes, queen! What lay-by are you in, please?
I'm on the A12 on my way back from Colchester.
Okay, cool. Whereabouts? Like, where do you reckon you are?
It's one of the many roadside stops in an ISO container, calf-sized sort of thing on the side of the road.
Yeah, you know where that is, Scott.
Yeah, what, are you Romford Way, or...?
Roundabouts there, yeah.
Yeah, see, I knew it. I could tell by the quality, the sound quality that you're in Romford. So what do you do?
I'm a lorry driver. I drive an
Arctic. OK. Just shouting, yes, queen, in your lorry along to the show every day.
Yes, queen, every day.
I love him.
Valentine's Day for you today. What is the plan?
Well, it was a surprise this morning with the card and the balloon. The mission loves a balloon for some reason.
Oh, we all love a balloon.
Yeah, and then just the normal petrol forecourt garage flowers.
Oh, yeah. Tony.
Good. I like the idea of it being a surprise, though. No, it's more an expectation with the card, isn't it? It's not a surprise.
Not a surprise at all.
Yeah, it's the same, and we're not doing gifts this year, but if you don't get one, you're the worst enemy.
Yeah. Did you put cash in the card, or was it just card?
Cash in? It's not Christmas.
No, it's not a birthday.
Exactly.
No, sorry.
Right, here's what I've got for you today, Tone. Yes. When was the last time you heard this?
Is this Grammar's of a phony?
Gramophonesy, why don't you? Yeah. Don't know where I plucked this one from.
Where'd you pluck this one from? Oh, listen, it is a good song actually, but mine's unbeatable today. Mine's this. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Chasing status, Plan B. Where is Plan B? Please come back. End credits.
Where are you? Okay, I wouldn't know what to do.
But which one suits Valentine's Day the most, Tony?
Mine.
I listen to this show every day, and everybody always hangs it up, so I'm going to go straight to the point. Straight to the point. It's going to have to be Chris for me.
Yeah. When my mind stops thinking and my eyes stop blinking, I know... You are no. Put that siren
away. Called the police.
No, that's. Do you know what? I don't mind you using sirens occasionally, but if you are going to face a backlash and a half,
Only because you've had it before, so therefore I'm calling a robbery.
No, I would call police corruption to that one then, if you're seriously suggesting
there'll
that
be an inquiry.
There won't be an inquiry.
You're
at
going
all.
Down.
There won't be.
And I'm taking chasing status and plan B with you.
No, that's...
You're sharing a cell.
Do you seriously think that's a robbery? Do you seriously think that's
only because you've had it
robbery?
On before.
Nah, you're a wrong'un.
That was chasing status. Actually a good one. I just like winding you up.
Yeah. Save the sirens for... There will be a robbery at some point.
There will.
You've just got... I'll tell you what it is. You've got sirens and you've got excited, haven't you?
Yes.
That's what you've done there.
To be honest,
Wrong song.
I've got loads of sirens and I just want to use them.
I knew it. Look,
I got loads.
What's this camp siren? Go back to the other one. That's an air raid. What? What's this? Yeah, that's
not to be confused with an air raid, of course. And here's Ray Black on Radio 1. BBC Radio 1! Before the show yesterday, I recorded you. Did you know that?
When?
You were ordering flowers.
Ah.
Which I presume were for your girlfriend.
Yes, yeah, of course they were.
Because I've not received any.
Do you expect flowers from me on Valentine's Day?
Well, it would have been nice, but, you know, maybe next year.
I don't know what the rules are anymore.
Well, I see you every day. Arguably more than your girlfriend.
Yeah, but I didn't know that we do Valentine's Day together. Like presents and that.
Maybe next year. Anyway, they were for your girlfriend, yeah?
Yeah.
And did she get them?
She did, yes.
Is she pleased?
Yeah, they're good. Roses.
Oh, lush. So you're in the good books.
Why
right?
Are roses so expensive? Or is it just this time of year?
No, they're always quite a lot.
And why is it roses on Valentine's Day? Can someone answer me that?
Cause red, romantic.
That can't be the reason they're so expensive, though.
I don't know.
I was disgusted. No, because it's flowers.
Did it pain you?
They'll be dead in 4 days.
But she likes them.
Well, she thinks she likes them, I think.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think anyone really likes flowers,
yeah,
do they?
Yeah, they do.
It's more because it feels like someone's done something special. Right. No one gets excited about flowers.
I'll be honest, I don't get it.
No.
But some people really do. Like, if I've got flowers in the past, I'm like... Thanks, but like,
flower, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd rather have a meat hamper, wouldn't you?
Definitely would.
Meat bouquet. You can get those. Or send someone a pizza. That's the best idea.
I would love that. Anyway, I've recorded you, and I think this provides a real insight into what you are actually like in a relationship. Do you mind if I play this?
Yes.
I'm going to, though. Here's Chris ordering some flowers for his girlfriend.
Carb message. Okay. I'm trying to think of something original here. Is it okay just to write, happy Valentine's Day, love you lots, would you say that, is that soppy enough, would you say, or, yeah, okay, just put, yeah, sorry, love you lots, love Chris.
Oh, wow.
It's a horrible conversation to have with someone, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, so you're no good at that. So today, I thought we could have a little game. So we're each going to call a florist, right? And we're going to order some flowers. And then we're going to get them to write a message on the card that goes with the flowers. And I want us to try and kind of out-romance each other, okay?
Oh, I could have done better than that.
Right, no, but I think I'm more romantic than you, given half the chance.
Yeah, but I've never heard you be romantic, though.
Oh, you're about to.
So, well, like, you'd be soppy on it.
I think so, yeah. Because it's always awkward when you're having to do that... that thing down the phone to someone you don't know.
I find it so awkward because, yeah, you're right. You don't know the person down the phone, yet you're saying really lovely things to them.
Yeah.
And they've just got to take it.
I'm issuing a very strong cringe warning today. The gusts are going to blow.
How long have I got to write the message?
We'll play one song, right? So this is our challenge. We've got to write something in the length of this song that we think is going to out-romance each other.
Okay, fine.
All right?
Fine, okay.
Okay, the song's on, go.
Why?
It's Valentine's Day, so today me and Chris are going to see how romantic each other really is. Because I've never been romantic with you, and neither of you to me.
No, but I've never seen what you've written in a card to someone before, so this is going to be a real insight.
Yeah.
I don't know, do you want to go first, or do I go first?
I think I'd like you to go first, if that's all right.
Like, love yous aside, I've gone for more of a poetic technique on this one.
All right. Well, the idea is to out-romance each other, okay?
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Bearing in mind, we're calling a florist. We've never met this person before, and we have to try and out-romance each other with the message on the card that goes with the flowers. Yeah, you first, I think. I've got the number here for you.
Hello?
Hello, Tossie Mossie. How can I help you?
Hello. Can I order some flowers, please, for my girlfriend?
Yeah, that's fine. Bear with me just 2 seconds. Find an order for that. All right, OK. Where are they going?
It's in the area. Can I find out the address in a minute? It's on my phone.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm looking at getting a dozen roses, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's no problem. Do you want a card message at all?
Yes, please.
Okay, what would you like to say?
Okay. Violets are blue.
Right, okay, violets are blue.
Roses are red.
Yep.
I'll be Tom Hardy.
Yep.
And take you to bed.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll read you a story.
Oh, sorry, take you to bed.
You might need 2 cards.
I'll read you a story, yep.
About a magical place.
Yep.
I'll toss a sausage in your oven.
Yeah.
And make a mess of your...
Yeah.
Plate.
Okay.
Do you mind reading that back to me?
Right, hang on then. Violets are blue, roses are red. I'll be Tom Hardy and take you to bed. I'll read you a story about a magical place. And I'll toss a sausage in your oven and make a mess of your plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that will work?
Are you positive you want to put that?
Put some kisses afterwards as well, please.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Right, okay, I've got to take your name and a contact number, if that's all right.
My name's Chris Stark.
Okay.
And, I can't find my... Can I call you back with my card details?
Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry, I'll call you back in a minute.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Oh, wow.
It's the best I could do in one song.
She was so embarrassed.
But it kind of had the right effect. It felt to me she at least was giggling a bit, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe that is the way to go.
It's not romantic, really.
No?
No.
The Tom Hardy bit.
Actually, yeah, that's quite romantic. Well, it's quite full on.
Okay.
I'm going down a different road, but we're going to play another song. You need to call them back and explain what happened there, please.
I'll call them back right now and just explain what's going on, because I think that needs explaining.
Okay, let's get some more music, and then it's my one.
And then
one.
It's your go.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Me and Chris are trying to out-romance each other on Valentine's Day.
I went for a more kind of, not humorous approach, but poetic.
Yeah. Right, this could be cringe, okay? But you're about to find out how romantic I am.
Yeah, it's going to be a real insight, this. I've not seen this side of you before, what you would write on a card for Valentine's Day.
I'm not sure I would write it, but I just want to out-romance you. That's the game.
Okay, fine. Fine, well, we'll see if you can.
Okay. Right, so you got a florist for me?
I've got a florist number here, which I'm going to connect you to right now.
God.
Are we ready?
This is my idea, and I know I hate it.
It's quite fun, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Brace, everyone.
This could be cringe.
Good afternoon, Parkwood Florence Parkstone.
Oh God. Hello, can I order some flowers, please?
Yeah, when do you need them for?
When can you do?
Is it for today?
If possible, but it can be tomorrow.
Are you for delivery or collection?
I can collect.
Okay, no problem. Have you ordered with us before?
No.
No, okay, let me just do this. And is it collecting from here in Parkstone, or do you want to collect them from Boscombe?
I'll go Boscombe.
Can I take your name?
My name is Scott.
Brilliant, thank you. And anything particularly you're wanting?
I'd like some roses, please. 12, if possible.
OK, we've got 2 choices for you, Scott. We've got the smaller-headed variety at 49 a dozen, or we can do the luxury long-stem roses for 65.
Oh, I'll go long-stem, why not?
OK. Thank you. And shall I just put a message with the flowers, or do you want to write a card when you come in?
If I could give you the wording on the card now, because I've put it together.
No problem.
When we kiss.
Okay.
I feel excitement. Like the thrill of a roller coaster.
Thank you.
The sky filled with fireworks on New Year's Eve.
Thank you, yep.
Or the rush of a waterfall.
Anything else?
I need you like a butterfly needs its wings.
Thank you, yes.
If staying in your heart was a prison.
Thank you, yes.
I would accept to be sentenced for life.
Okie dokie.
Thank you. One more bit.
Yep.
You are the only thing that looks good on me.
Thank you.
All right, that's great. I think that's everything. Could you just read that back to me just to make sure I've not missed out anything?
No problem at all. It says, when we kiss, I feel excitement like the thrill of a roller coaster. The sky filled with fireworks on New Year's Eve, or the rush of a waterfall. I need you like a butterfly needs its wings. If staying in your heart was a prison, I would accept to be sentenced for life. You are the only thing that looks good on me.
That is brilliant. Thank you so much.
That's no problem at all.
How much were they again? Sorry.
It was 65 for the dozen.
Right, OK, cool. Are you all right? I've left my wallet in the other room. Can I come? I'll call you back in a minute, if that's all right, and, and then I'll order.
No problem at all.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
OK, bye.
Bye-bye.
That was horrible.
Oh, God.
I'm sweating. That's how that made me feel.
Oh, bless him.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
He kept saying thank you.
Thank you.
The way he read it back as well. Oh, Scott. I didn't know you had it in you.
Thank you. I think I win.
You win, yes.
BBC.
BBC. Right, someone's called the cheese police on me. No, it was a game. I was trying to be romantic.
I think you were more romantic.
Yeah, there we are. Mills is more romantic than Stark. However, if I received that message myself, I would cry and then cringe.
Hearing them read it back to you, though, and saying it in the way that they do, almost emotionless,
and
brilliant.
The man there with his typewriter, hello. Sounded like, anyway. Bless him.
Scott Mills.
Just me and you today on Real or No Real. Charlie Slough isn't with us. I don't think he's very well. Probably can't leave the house because all the Valentine's cards are piled up
against
right. the
floor. Is that what it is?
Yeah, so he's not on who? He's not on today. So it's just me and Chris.
Fifth Harmony have banned Camila Cabello from listening to any of their new music.
He's saying that wrong.
By the way, do you get a Valentine's card from your mum? Was that ever a thing?
Nope.
I think every year, guaranteed, right? There'd be
even now.
No, well, no. I noticed it because it wasn't this year. But I'm saying up until a couple of years ago,
only 2 years ago.
Yeah, but it was definitely her. She just written it with her left hand.
And you're in your mid 20s.
It's that bad.
What does it say? Does it say from?
No, it just has a question mark.
Oh, that's cute.
That's it. So there's no message in there because that would be weird if mum wrote a message in there like. Do you know what I mean? Like the ones we were discussing earlier.
Yeah, yeah, that wouldn't be appropriate.
Anyway, Fifth Harmony banning Camilla.
How can you actually ban her from listening, though? Do you remember when I used to ban people from listening?
You did, yeah.
Because they'd annoy me. And I'd be like, well, you're banned. And obviously you can't... people take it really personally. It's like, well, you can't ban me. Well, I have. And you can't ban people from listening to the radio. But they didn't think it through, so they thought they were actually not allowed to turn the radio on anymore.
And then they'd keep texting in saying, well, I'm
allowed to listen now.
You won't ban me.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, you're banned.
I wouldn't do that now. Everyone's welcome.
Well, I imagine there is a lot of bitterness there. Would you say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've seen the photos towards the end of their relationship.
But I've seen all the statements where it's like, everything's fine, we all respect each other and everything. But
there's an awesome video on YouTube of, I think they're performing in Madrid, and literally they couldn't hate each other more.
Mm.
And you can so tell during the performance.
What I'd like to see from Fifth Harmony do is bring in someone new.
Oh, she'd hate that.
Right.
She would hate that.
Because
that'd be a bad thing.
Yeah. And it's not that I'm picking sides here. I just think at the moment they get a lot of bad press because people are like, oh, you shouldn't call yourself Fifth Harmony anymore.
Bring a new one in, please.
Bring a new one in.
Kamehameha, I would not like it. So, have Fifth Harmony banned Kamehameha if I'm listening to any of their new music? You can't really. Like, she can...
She can if she wants to. She'll be able to get hold of it. So I think this is no real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Okay. Just been handed this. It's completely made up. Although when Kamehameha was asked in a recent interview whether she would still listen to Fifth Harmony after her dramatic departure in December, she said, I wish them all the best.
Oh.
Didn't even answer.
Scott Mills.
Me and Chris are playing Real or No Real. And here's our next fact today.
Italy's Eurovision entry is just a guy dressed in a gorilla outfit.
Random. And then is the guy singing?
I guess.
Do you have to sing at Eurovision?
Yeah. It's a song contest.
Oh, yeah. You forget that, though, sometimes, don't you?
No.
Well, no, because it's not necessarily about how good the song is sung, is it?
No, well, no.
I mean, I'm saying is, what if it's an amazing song, but there's no singing, and it's a guy dancing around in a gorilla outfit? Is that not allowed?
It has to be a song, because Eurovision Song Contest.
Has to be a vocal song?
Yeah.
You mean, with actual words?
And no more than 3 minutes long.
Is it? Is that another rule? Mm. See, you know everything about Eurovision.
And you're only allowed maximum of 6 people on stage.
You'll be off to Eurovision soon, won't you?
Yes.
That's where we lose you for a week to your, Eurovision friends.
Oh, shut up.
Eurovision. Friends. Suddenly see all the tweets popping up. Look, here's me with my Eurovision friends.
Right. You say that about my Strictly friends. Oh, Strictly friends.
Yeah, it's the same. Like when you catch up with Strictly, I don't hear from you.
Strictly. Okay. So, Eurovision, of course, does have a history of some excellent gimmicks. Including a turkey called Dustin.
You sound like you're doing the Eurovision thing right now.
Also, do you remember the Polish milkmaids churning the milk with those massive wooden poles?
That was a good one, yeah.
And the grannies off of Russia.
Yes.
Baking bread on stage and singing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I actually don't know this yet. I've not seen any of the Eurovision. I've seen a couple of Eurovisions. I've not seen this one, so I don't know about Italy's. But going on the past, I'm saying real.
But this would be great because it would be someone in a gorilla outfit but having to sing as well.
Yeah.
So.
Hopefully in Italian to make it even better.
Oh, yeah, go on. I'm going to go real on this one.
That one is real.
Yes. Okay, here it is. Okay, it says in May, Francesco Gabini will be flying the flag for Italy and he will be dressed as a gorilla. Of course he will. He is performing an Occidentali Karma, which means Westerners Karma. All dressed as a gorilla. Sure. Can't wait to meet him. I'm going to meet him. And finally...
Her Majesty the Queen is willing to pay you £30,000 a year to tweet for her.
Oh, wow, what a job.
I don't think she does her own Twitter.
No, so...
Unlike the President.
I assume they're advertising for a job here.
Yes, I think so. I think it's going to be a job at the palace, right?
But the Queen's tweets are quite sort of formal and straightforward, right?
Yeah, I don't think she's going to have much fun with it. You can't really jazz them up that much.
Like, there's not many emojis even or anything like that. So if you were to apply for the job, what do you need to do to prove you can do it?
I think to make it a bit more exciting, because it's dry, isn't it?
I think you should have to be similar to the Queen to be able to tweet for the Queen.
Like you're doing it as her?
Yeah, because otherwise what you've got is someone doing an impression of the Queen.
Yeah, but I don't...
On her social media. Surely that's not allowed. That's like... I wouldn't like it if I... Well, I would kind of like it, but I'm not sure it would ever happen if the Queen met someone doing an impression of the Queen. Has that ever happened?
Well, she must have done, like, at the Royal Variety Show or something before. Must have.
And
done.
How's it gone down?
I don't know.
I can't imagine her being amused.
No. Did this person tweet as the Queen? Like, one is now on the train.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's weird.
And the reality is, it's sort of 17-year-old. Do you know what I mean? Very different to the Queen.
Now, I know a couple of people who run social media for the company they work for. Some of them more than one company. So they have their Facebook and Twitter on their phone as well as their own ones. You don't
Dangerous.
Want to get that mixed up, do you?
No, because then you start putting your personal views, but using the Queen's name.
Yeah, not ideal.
Very not ideal.
But I'd like a bit more of an insight into the Queen's life, you know? Get Instagram, please.
I think it would have to be another royal doing this. I reckon this is no real. Oh, Snapchat. That would be decent as well, wouldn't it?
So good, yeah.
With the filters.
You think Harry...
Why hasn't that happened?
Why? You think Harry would have it?
Maybe maybe doesn't Sly.
Queen with Rose Crown would be good.
Yes.
Very flattering feel to that.
Is that allowed? It's hard to know what you're allowed to suggest on this.
I'm saying real.
I think no real.
That one's real.
Oh, wow. So, yes, the Queen's looking to hire a temporary digital communications officer at Buckingham Palace, and it's said to be a fast-paced and dynamic job. At the end of that round of real or no real...
I got 20, you got 30, you win.
Yes, when I do play C, I'm actually quite good. And that was your Valentine's Day podcast. I love you. We're back tomorrow at 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.